Tony, WGN. Yes, it's happening this year, the Olympics in Paris. And we're going to do everything we can to introduce you to some Olympians. So when you're watching, you have people that you can root for and feel like you have a personal connection to. And I don't know what connects me with Dylan Beard other than his story and the fact that he's still working at Walmart and doing his thing. Dylan, thanks for joining us on the show. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine, and thank you for having me on your show.
So you're a hurdler. You're going to compete for a spot on the U.S. Olympics team. Have you made it? Are you getting close? What's the status?
So right now, I have a qualifying mark to go to the Olympic trials, and from this point on, I'm just focusing on my season, upcoming meets, and then I'll be ready to go in June and compete for a spot on the U.S. team for the Olympics.
In the meantime, you're working a full-time job at the deli counter at a Walmart, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Did I see you on the Today Show where Walmart supported your efforts and they're giving you $20,000 to help cover some of the costs?
Oh, yes. That was today on the Today Show. And yes, they are giving me some money or a lot of money to go to Olympic trials. I have some of my friends and family out there to support me as well.
Because it does take everyone's support, right?
Oh, absolutely. Without the support now that I even have right now, I would not even be able to be in this position. So I'm also thankful to everyone who supported me so far and people who continue to support me.
Okay, so talk to me how you came to compete at the Millrose Games in February and how that propelled you into a spot at the U.S. Olympic track and field trials.
So it was just a casual day of just working, practicing, going to weight training, and then my agent called me and said I had the opportunity to run at the Millrose Games. I obviously took the opportunity without any hesitation. I talked to my, you know, managing staff at Walmart, and they gave me, like, the good to go to compete. And I was just grateful for the opportunity to go. I wanted to use the opportunity to obviously get my name out there, and I was very successful in doing that and getting the win out there.
Yeah, you slayed it is what you did. It was amazing, and and that drew everyone's attention to you. So you're a graduate of Howard University?
Yes, graduated last May 2023.
And were you on their team?
Yes, I was on the Howard University track and field team for 2 years.
And where do most people who make it to the Olympic trials come from? Are they usually post-grads, or are they usually enrolled still in college, or who's your competition?
It really it just depends on how good the field is, how good everyone's progressed in these 4 years. So you'll definitely see some college guys right now, previously, who just are in the middle of college to go to the trials. Some make the team, some don't. And then a lot of the other people, they're postgraduates from college, professionals who are sponsored or unsponsored, and they've just been doing it for a while. So it just depends on the Olympic year, who's running, who's not running, and, you know, how everything lines up.
And what's the difference between sponsored and unsponsored athletes?
So a sponsored athlete, you know, they may have, and it doesn't have to be like a direct shoe brand, but most times it's a shoe brand or some other company that provides, you know, gear and then I'll say a stipend, but a nice contract salary to where they can perform and not have to work unless, you know, they want to. And then in my case, I'm an unsponsored athlete, so most of my money comes from me working at Walmart and, you know, putting the cost towards travel, towards my meals, towards hotel stays, and then whatever else I need to compete on the highest level.
Right. So you have to go and compete to get a spot at the U.S. Olympic. So you're going to Eugene. Is that your next stop, Eugene, Oregon, for the U.S. track and field trials?
That's a future stop. Right now I'm doing a lot of meets in between, but for the Olympic trials, yes, it'll be in Eugene, the 21st through the 30th.
And if you do well there, will you get a spot on the U.S. Olympic team?
Yes. Yeah, so for this year, top three in the 110-meter hurdles and for most other events, top three will go to the Olympic trials or be, you know, recommended to go to the U.S. Olympic trials. I'm sorry, U.S. Olympic team.
How many other people in your age group that are going, you know, hopefully, and we're rooting for you to make it to Paris, are working at Walmart and, you know, just working every day, trying to get shoes and trying to, you know, raise some money to get to the U.S., you know, the U.S. team and our participation in the Olympics in Paris?
Right now, I actually, well, at Walmart, I'm sure, I don't think there's anyone else working at Walmart
right,
per se,
right.
But there are, I'm sure, a lot of other kind of difficult with track and field because you don't necessarily know what anyone has. It's kind of all behind the scenes work unless people up front tell, you know, and tell you like, oh, I'm sponsored by X, Y, and Z, and this is, you know, you typically don't even know how much people really make as with the sponsorship. So there are a lot of people, I'm sure, just in my situation, and you know, I'm glad I'm able to kind of shed some light in there that it's not all ups and downs for professional athletes, especially those who are unsponsored. So I'm glad I have the opportunity to share and speak that with you.
And Kevin is our sports anchor. Kevin has been campaigning that, you know, athletes who make it to the Olympics should be paid, should get a stipend. Is this part of your argument, Kevin?
Well,
Guys like this are working at Walmart instead of working out 12 hours a day and trying to get there?
Sure, Dylan. I'm sure you saw that some track, those that take home gold this year will win actual money, you know, on top of their gold medal. I just wonder how you feel about pay and things like that and more support for Olympic athletes or athletes aspiring to be Olympians.
So I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. I was I won't say surprised, but I was maybe surprised is the right word to know that track and field would be like the first Olympic sport to get money on top of, you know, whether it's the United States Olympic Committee or other committees that will actually pay money to those who place in the Olympics. So I think it's a good stepping stone in the right direction. I think I'm not really too familiar about the Olympics and, you know, how everything goes, but I think payment for this is just great. I think it brings more light into the sport as an overall. So that's very good for the sport.
Well, we're over here in your cheering section, and I hope you do well in Eugene, and I hope you come back on the show because I want you to go to the Olympics. We want to be rooting for you as we watch on TV.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I appreciate the time you've given me, and thank you so much again.
You're welcome. That is Dylan Beard, the Walmart Deli employee, who's also a track star and hoping to make the Olympic team.